Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:53 and time for Dr. Barry Dworkin to join us as he always does to take a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
This headline, cholesterol drugs for the healthy, still debatable.
It certainly is, and the evidence that has come up so far is, I think, quite valid. Originally, cholesterol-lowering medications or statins were used for people who had elevated cholesterol levels that, when combined with other factors, whether someone's with high blood pressure, with smoking history, with family history of heart disease, and if they had diabetes, all these factors would contribute to saying, hey, you know, you're at high risk for heart disease. And what we do know and what is supported by the evidence is taking statin medications for your specific condition will reduce your risk of heart attack, stroke, and prolong your life. That we do know. The question, though, is for people who have normal cholesterols but have another factor in their blood, called C-reactive protein, which is a marker for inflammation. A study was done in 2008 that was stopped early after 2 years when it was a five-year study because the authors of the study indicated that the benefits for using this in people with this high level of C-reactive protein reduced their risk of heart attack and subsequent damage. A new study now that is out, published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, Archives of Internal Medicine, refute that. They looked at a whole bunch of studies doing a meta-analysis and said, you know, looking at this, it does not indicate that people who have normal cholesterols but high levels of this protein help them live longer or prevented them from having heart disease. So that's where the issue is right now with regards to taking statins, Steve, is that they're re-looking at this issue and saying, you know, a lot of people who have normal cholesterols that are on these drugs shouldn't really be on them.
But if you were taking them and, you know, if they were to prevent the possibility of cholesterol developing as a problem for you as an individual, it would be kind of like taking, I don't know, a vitamin pill, wouldn't it?
Well, in this case, if you have someone with a normal cholesterol, and what's interesting is that when someone has a normal cholesterol, say they're 40 years old and you do a cholesterol level, and it's relatively normal, it's unlikely that that cholesterol level is going to increase as they get older. Most cholesterol, only 15% of cholesterol levels are due to a person's diet. The rest is usually inherent in how their body works. So if you have someone who has a normal cholesterol and is otherwise healthy, blood pressure is good, they're exercising, they're eating well, they don't have diabetes, but they do have that high level of that C-reactive protein. The question is, do you give someone a drug for the rest of their life if they have only that factor? And that's what is being questioned, because right now these particular studies state that there is no evidence that doing that is going to prolong a person's life or prevent that heart attack. And it's that group of people that was approved to have use of this medication by the FDA after that particular study done in 2008 that is raising questions, because that amounts to $9 billion more a year being spent on medications and healthcare for people who may not necessarily need this medication at all.
And $9 billion in revenue.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Okay, doctor, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome, Steve.